Shir Lamed Gimel in Bava Kama, Yotes Kislev Heitov Shimem Gimel, December 5th, 1982, on Sunday, continued.
Of real estate was not the way it is now. So imagine what 10,000 zuz is. So that's going down. But according to Rashi, we have to. So that's the kasha by the Rosh against Rashi. But according to Rashi, we have to say sometimes even the right way. I mean, it all depends upon the value of real estate. So we can imagine. I mean, such a situation that the right way. Is more than 10,000 zuz a right of way. So he's going down. But this is how Rashi explained it. So that's the Rabbanan Savri, Tzayis is Tzayis. The Madam Shalomar, our holy Motzel Meima, we had the Osem Ikea Chad, Mas Bino Leila Abo, the Motzel Vishnu Yivadei, so Yochlaf Kia Dina of Mechorosei, Hoyo Vikidim Shebol Yodlo Yorolema Kei. In other words, why does the Gemara apply the Machlekes between Admin and the Chachomi in regard to the case, of Chadros and Bikir Habo, why couldn't the Gemara apply the Machlekes between Admin and Chachomi to the case of Chadros and Bikir Had? But it's still the Yodet to sell it to four. The answer is, there is no such aloche that if it's the Yodet of a Baldin to deprive is another Baldin of certain rights, so it's considered as if that beyond they had already been actualized, because then he could say lechiseda, but only if the mechir originally had a certain right, and now because of the mechire, so that right was lost. Let's say in the case of chados and mechirabo, so while the sodiks won the possession of the mochim had a certain right. Now the Rikeach lost that right because he's the only one. So there is a Mamon of Sheikh. So then we say, since it's Yodei to restore back to the original position, so Mimele, so it's considered as if he already did it. Masheinke, where originally the Mochim didn't have a vested right, so Mimele, we couldn't apply the Aloha of Yodei. Well, that's a very simple thing. Our holy Muslim never had us in Kiahad, my Bino Nabo, the Muslim Ashtri Badi, so Yochlaf Kia Dini, Al Mikhorosi, who will be Kinish Bol Yodu, who you all in a king. Our had us in Kia Dalet, Yochle Malay, Madhanish Dolem Rai, Ushusa Bol Yodi, who Yochlaf Kia, Ula Mide Bishuse, Shahoyoli Kadem Shabole, Ilasan is Yodi. We hold the comma before coming will come, Mohalechot will give the Odon Kehot. Peroshidius Ubanis with the boys, call him Nichris of the Hazabile, Umukali Hossam Shalakahidis Bahino, Uporich Lace, Kula Believe Medias, Mishundoma in Shaklisak in Naika Shakliso, Viloyme Abrin Stories the Buras Nomore, Uporich Nizoki Naman in Moche, Alma Hossam Amrin Achtaime, Likula Ome, so in other words, so we see that there is no Machlekes, and here there is a Machlekes between Admi and the Rabbonon. So only the Rabbonon say Ishaskes, but the Admin is Chelikan, the whole concept of Ishaskes. But in the Gemara of Mokame, it doesn't seem that there is a Machlekes Tanoim and that in of Ishaskes. So Tesis says, no, there is a difference between the case in Mokame and the case here. The Hosom Leslip Sigdali Gamre, the Gobem Mizibuyes, Lochemedi Hosom, the Motsom Matran Stolen More, Lochemikip Sigdali Gamre, Sigdali Lamgrin Matran Stolen Marai. So this says there is a difference. When is Admin Chile in the case of Gemara Volkame, Admin also agrees that we say Ishasis and we apply the law of Mamochet Vishen Sheni Kos Chushet Ovel Yodi. Mashein Kei. Why? Because in Gemara Volkame, so whether the Nizek is gave from Zibuyes or is gave from Midyes, is actually gave the same thing. It doesn't sustain in the loss. If he's gave from Siburius, then he's gave quantitatively speaking, a larger size of the Boyes, and if he's gave a Familias, he's gave a, quantitatively speaking, a smaller size of Ilyes. But the smaller size of Ilyes has the value of $1,000, let's say, in the damage the nizik sustained is $1,000, and the larger size of the Boyes also has the value. So he really doesn't sustain any monetary damage, any monetary loss. But people like a smaller size of Ilyes more than the larger size of the Boyes. But monetarily speaking, he doesn't sustain any loss. So since he doesn't sustain any real monetary loss, so then Ibn Admin applies the principle of Ishaskes. Mashenkin in this case, so as a result of Ishaskes, he'll sustain loss. In other words, the Pnimi is sustains loss. He has to pay, he might have to pay 10,000 zoos to the Chitzeni. Whether it's 10,000 zoos or 100 zoos or 10 zoos or 1 zoos, it doesn't make any difference. He sustains actual loss. So where a certain party, a Baldovo, sustains actual monetary loss, then Admin says we don't apply the principle of justice. That's what it is. Also, Leslie Tzilligamre, the government is a Buyas. Ulochemede also, the Motor Madame Stolen Marae. Alochemede Tzilligamre, Sphiru Amrila Stolen Marae. Vodipol, Hilochen is Okanam in Moche, who are deemed the Malche Motzepor. Come to it to taste a shite in Borokami. Da mai dir na beni, so le buse kapor. Da fun zokn di matera vidis le mor. Vi rashe pirs di shom daf ke mi zokn kapor. Av di mal geiv ni khale di gem na beni. Di om di mat khale shtoy di pusl mor, mo zokn lo khiseda. Av di zokn le ise beni. Vi mo zokn mei ma om lo khiseda. Vi khite mi ksu si shona ma ma gem na zibuyes, te mo khiseda. Ol av mil si di ba tayne le klaf ku ye ise ma shi geve. I mo ye kulam bi shi sabayl mo gshen. O fize shapri hutzakh le forish kan. Im tsayes sayes. ואיזלי גבוך, דהש למרוויח, במשין מרזיר לי, ולמשמע כל הלושן כך. So this is the Rosh as the Kashi against this Rashi, the Rosh in Bolkami. He says that even according to Rashi's own Shini, in Bolkami, so the Rashi in Tzumes is still difficult. And the Rosh seems to be very understandable. This Tzumes is difficult. Why does Tzumes say, Ufize Shapir Hutzakul Forish? In other words, Stasis is saying in effect that the Rashi here is not difficult, that the Rashi here is in conformity to Rashi Shite Mulkami. No! The Rosh points out, no, it is not in conformity to Rashi Shite Mulkami. Because Rashi does say in Mulkami, vis a vis the Nizek, that the Likeach has to offer an inducement, a benefit. Because if he doesn't offer a benefit, then we couldn't apply the aloha of Mamocha Rishon Sheikos Rishon Yodei. Because Mamocha Rishon Sheikos Rishon Yodei only implies that the Lekeach can acquire all the vested rights that the Meche originally had. But here, the Meche actually, originally, never had such a right to give the Boyes. It's only the Meche only has a potential right to give the Boyes, a potential right, not an actual right, and he never possessed an actual right, the Meicher. That's why Rashi says he has to supply an inducement. Mashiachin in this case, where the four Mochrim had an actual right at one time until they sold it to Zvulun. So they actually had a vested right to be Matre. So then, according to Rashi Shita in Bolokan, so this thesis is very difficult as to why thesis says ufize shapi hutzach leforish kam yitzayse sayis ve'ez li gaboch tehash te marviach v'meshin marzir lei v'u imashna klal loshin kach but he's chilikan rashi shite in Bolokame. That's why he's chilikan rashi shite here. But Tetzes agrees with Rashi. Once we accept Rashi Shitin Molokame, so then we have to say what Rashi says here, that we have to resort to a forced settlement. We have to resort to a forced settlement. But the Rosh is massive on this Rashi. And the Rosh the Rosh says, without discussing whether Rashi is right in the Shittim Murakami, assuming that Rashi is right in the Shittim Murakami, that vis-a-vis Nizek, we have to resort to a forced settlement idea. But here we don't have to resort to a forced settlement idea, because here it's analogous to Ksuvasiyish, and it seems that what the Rosh says is in opposition. So why does Rashi resort here to the forced settlement idea? According to Rashi, there are two types of ishaskes. One ishaskes vis-a-vis Ksuvasiyish. There it's not based upon the idea of the forced settlement of Tzedek Tirah, Achas L'Dilach L'Pshor. But there it's based upon the concept of Mamoch HaRishon L'Sheini called Zchushet Ovel Yodek. And then there is another type of Ishaskes that is based upon the forced settlement idea. So here the Rosh says, here we don't have to resort to the forced settlement idea. Here we could say Ishaskes on the basis of Mamoch HaRishon L'Sheini called Zchushet Ovel Yodek. So what is Rashi Shteh? And what is Rashi Shteh? Teisves is Chelikan Rashi, because Teisves disagrees with Rashi's Shteh in Bovakame. But, because Teisves Shteh is that there is a concept of Ishaskes based upon Ramoch HaVishal Shteh Kosh Rishpil Yodei, even in regard to a right that the Mechir never actually possessed, as long as he potentially possesses. So if the Mecher potentially has a certain right, so the Lekeach acquires the potential vested rights of the Mecher. That's the reason as to why Teisves is Masik on Rashi here. But if Teisves had agreed with Rashi Shite in Bovakame, then Teisves agrees with Rashi Shite here, that here we have to resort to the forced settlement idea. Why? What the Rosh says seems to be another portion. But we have to say, there is one difference between Ksuvas Isho in Bovakame and the case here. Because by Ksuvas Isho in Bovakame, so originally the Mecher had the right, the Mecher, that means the Baal, the Mecher had the right to pay his divorced wife with Zibores. So Mele, we can say in Ishaskes, on the basis of Mamoch HaRishon L'Sheini Kol Zchushet Ovel Yodei, since the Likeach is now able to invest the Mecher with the original vested rights, that at one time, before the Mecher started to dispose of his sons, possessed, so the Likeach acquires these rights now. Now too, Mashenkin here, it's true that before the four sons were sold by Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochot, Uzvulun. So then each one of the four Mochrim, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochot, had the right to be Matre. But according to Rashi, it wasn't vested right that Shimon had. Why was he able to be Matre? Because Hamitzim Chaver Olam Rai. So Shimon could say, you want the right of way, my Sode? Can you prove that you had the right of way, my son? You can prove. You can only say, you can only claim with the utmost certainty that you had the right of way via one of the four sons. But you can prove that you had the right of way via this other. So Mele, he could be matrim. So it's not that the Mecher had invested right. In the case of Bavakame, so while the Sodeis were all in the possession of Ruvain, so Ruvain could tell his wife, his divorced wife, you take 4 years because that's my right. I don't have to give you anything better than the boys. So the Mecher, we say, but here, the Mecher, Shimon never had a vested right to refuse him a right away. He was only able to say, Hamitzim Chaver Olam, you want a right of way? I can't give it to you. I don't have to give it to you. Do you have any proof? Do I know that you have a right of way in this Sunday? Maybe your right of way is this Sunday. Why should I suffer? Why should I be the victim? Why is it? So it's not that Reuven was had the best. I mean, the Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar had the best Ephraim. The Mochim never had the best Ephraim, but they were able to push him off anyway. And the base are made to have a high. So in the mail, we cannot say Mamochar Rishon Shini was Chushet Tov Yodei. Masheinke, in the case in Bovakame. So the Baal, while the Sotis, originally, while all the Sotis, the Idias, the Bainas, the Boyas were in possession of Reuven, the Baal, so he had the Vesper tried to tell his wife, you can only take from the Sotis, the Boyas. So merely can apply the Aloche of Mamochar Rishon Shini was Yodei. That's why Rashi says that here we have to resort to the four settlement ideas. Okay, I'll tell you. I don't want to say anything more because it might be too much. And if you didn't go over the sugya in Yevomis very well, even if you did, but it won't harm you if you go over the Gemara in Yevomis again and the Gemara in Pcheres Daf Memches. And then on Tuesday, I hope that we finish the whole sugya of Ishaskes, and you should go over the Rosh in Bobakame and the Balamoyer and the Ramban. There is a Machlekes Rishenim as to whether the Aloche, whether there is an equation between Yisemim and Mikuches, a very basic Machlekes, and then we should also go ahead with Gemore further up to the Gemore of Omar Rove, Reuven Shemocha Kosadis of Ishim. All right, but you have to learn here. And
Shir Lamed Daled in Bava Kama Chaf Aleph Kislev Heitov Shemem Gimel, December 7th, 1982, on Tuesday.
Then the Gemara says, "Da from the Zayin on the base, Sofik v'yobim shebo lachlek v'yichse misne." Now, what does it mean, Sofik? Now the halacha is, let's say there are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died and was not survived by any children. So Reuven's wife, so he's kukol yid. So Shimon has to be yavna. If he doesn't want to be yavna, he has to give a chlitz. So the halacha is that if Reuven dies, so Shimon has to, suppose he wants to be miyavna, he has to wait 3 months, 90 days. Because if he'll be Yavmer immediately upon the death of Reuven, maybe she will have a child. And then we won't know whether the child was from the first husband, from Reuven, and he's Ibn Tes L'Rishe, or sometimes he might be born in 7 months, Ben Zayin L'Ache in Shimech. Now, suppose she was Milperes, and he's Miyavmer, and then she gives birth to a child. So Memele, if Klapishmai is Galia, that it was she conceived from the first husband, and the child that is born is Ibn Tesla Nishain, so that means he was Eber and Isa Ishisach, and Isa Kores, Shalom Yokimitze. So because of that, the halacha is that she has to wait 90 days, even if she knows. And it's determined, let's say a doctor made a test, and it's determined she's not Milperes. But that's the Takonas Chacham. Now, but here the Gemara discusses a situation where he didn't act Kedim. Reuven died, and Shimon was Miyabmi's wife immediately. And then, at the end of 9 months, so she gave birth to a child. So we don't know whether the child was conceived. From who she conceived the child, from Reuven. If she conceived the child from Reuven, so that means that he was Eivea, they were both Eivea and Yisrael Elvo. Or she conceived from Shimon. So the child, so this is what it says. Sofik v'yom. In other words, that is reference to a case where Reuven died and Shimon, the brother, immediately was Miyab Ruvin's wife, and then at the end of 9 months, so she gave birth to a child. So that child is called Tzofi. We don't know whether he's the so-called Yovim's son or he's the Meh's son. So Tzofi Yovim. Now the halacha is that if a Yovim is Miyabim, Eish Esochi, so he yarshens the Nechosim of the Meh's, of the Ochiv HaMeh's. So Tzofi Yovim Shebo Lachlik B'Nichsim Yisli. Let's say the estate of the mess of Reuven is $10,000. So then the Sofik grew up already, and then they are coming now after years, so they are coming to distribute the estate. So they have a litigation. Sofik Yomashibolach Nichsim Yitzne, Sofik Omar Anoba Misnu, Vinichsididui. It's not that he knows, but he presents the tiny because that is to his advantage. So he says, "Anoba misne, possibly that I am the son of the deceased. Mimele, you are Eveya, and this is Ishesach. So I'm the son. I'm the Eirish. So all the $10,000 goes to me. V'nichse deal. V'yova amar no. It might be that you are a Ben Zion." Visheini, to me. So you are my son. So Memele, I was really the Miyam. So Memele, I am entitled to Yarshan, the Nechosim of my brother. V'yov meimarat broye di diat. V'les loch v'lemide. B'nichsi. So in other words, each one is staying in Tani Shema, because no one knows. But each one is staying in Tani Shema. So, have a moment amutu bisofik, a moment amutu bisofik chilki. Even though there is a machlekes between Rabbonin and Tzumches, as to whether we say, Momen Amutu Bisofik Chilki, and Atzumches is the one who says, Momen Amutu Bisofik Chilki. But the Rabbonon say, no, Amitim Chavir Olavarai. And most Rishenim pask like the Rabbonon. The Rashbamim Bo Basra paskas like Tzumches. So why does the Gemara pask here? The answer is, when are the Rabbonon Chilik and Tzumches in the case where there is a Murzek? In Murzek, all the Cholapoches and Morekame. So Sumcha says, even if there is a Murzik, even though there is a Morekame, but since there is a Dror at the moment, but later he's saying he's off the best. So Memele is Chilkin, we don't go for some Murzik. And Rabbonon say, no, we go for some Murzik. Even in the case of Dror at the moment, where but later he's saying he's off the best. Mashinkin here, no, neither party is any more Muzik than the other party. I mean, so Memele, they are both equal. No one is a Muzik in the Chosim any more than the other. The question is whether the so-called Tzofik is the son of the deceased, the son of Reuven, or is the son of Shimon. So neither party is a Muzik any more than the other. So Memele, even the Rabbonon I agree, that we, in such a case where there is no one any more Murzek than the other, so it's more Amut Misafik Chalkin. So in other words, so the Sofik gets, the so-called Sofik gets 5,000 of the Mess estate, and the Yovim gets 5,000. Alright. Then the Gemara says, we both are the poet. We'll skip a certain lies in Gemara that's not negated. Libos ad polik yom binichse misne. So sofik ob neyom shebo lachlik binichse yom libos ad polik yom binichse misne. So in other words, so they have this litigation and Besdin Paskin. The sofik gets half of the estate of Reuven and the yom gets half. So the sofik gets 5,000 and the yom gets 5,000. But then, years later, so the Yom died. And the Yom has certain sons that are Vadai sons. In regard to this Sofik, we don't know whether he's a Ben Teslachishin or Ben Zayin Lachet. So, possibly that this Sofik is also his son of the Yom, but possibly not. But the Yom had other sons. And then, years later, the Yom died. And they had already, before the Yom died, so there was a distribution of the estate of the Mess. And Besdin Paskin that the Sofik gets 5,000 of the out of the 10,000 estate of the Mess, and Chimen, the Yom gets 5,000. 10 years later, the Yovan died, and the Yovan left him a bigger estate, let's say. Doesn't make any difference, because let's say the Yovan left an estate of $50,000. So then, now there is a new litigation in Bez, a new dintor. So some people from the Yovan Shabolach Linirsi Yovan, Libos Adi Polik Yovan Minirsi Misne, Bnei Yovan Amre. So they say, so now the so-called Sofik, there is a $50,000 estate. So he comes to Bezdin and he says, it's possible that I am one of the sons of the Yom. So Mele, I should get the same chilek. The same chilek as they. Suppose, let's say, there is just to make it simpler, the example. So let's say there is one son of the Yom, and there is a $50,000 estate. So the Sofi comes to Bezdin and he says, there is a possibility that I am also a son of the Yom. I am a Ben Zaylache. So Memele, there is one son, so let him get 25,000, and I'll get 25,000. So Libosa, the Polikovnus Misne, Ne Yom Amre, Aisaraye, so that son of the Yom, who is Vadai son of the Yom, says to him, no, you can't get a penny, because I am his son. I'm definitely his son. But how do we know that you are his son? You might be the son of Ruve. You might be his son. You might be his son of my uncle Ruve. So Mimele, Aisa Ameitzim Chavel of Araye, Aisa Raye da Chunatushkeil. And until you introduce evidence that you are my brother, you can take a penny from my father's estate. So the Sofik says, Monef Shaykhe, you remember that only 2 years ago, so I got 5,000 out of Reuven's estate, and your father got 5,000. So Monef Shaykhe, Iachuchenano, so Monef Shaykhe, if I am your brother, so Hovli Monte Badaykhe, so if I am your brother, so then I want 25,000 out of your father's estate. But that I cannot prove. But viba misnano hovulu pauge di polgabukabadoi. So in other words, so Mimonevshech, he claims from the son of the Yovan that he should get the lesser. Whatever the lesser is. In the example I mentioned, so the lesser happens to be the 5,000 that the Chimen got in the distribution of Reuven's estate. So that's the lesser. Suppose it's the other way around, so then he'll get that, a half of this estate. So in other words, so it seems that the Sofik has a very strong title. He does it. He's bo machmashnei tainis. Actually, he's bo machmashnei tainis, the Sofik. He doesn't know. He doesn't know whether he's entitled to $25,000 as a son of the Yovan, or he's entitled to be refunded the 5,000 that in the first distribution, so the Yovan took. But one of the two is certainly true. But since it's a mitzvah chavel v'raye, so he cannot demand the larger sum of money. He cannot demand the 25,000, but the lesser sum of money he certainly can demand on the basis of manefshach. So it's on the he is bo machmashnei tainis on the basis of mimonefshach. So manefshach iach yichanano hovli munte badayche vibamisnano hovli palgi de polgabuchem badaye. So how does it seem if the Gemara didn't discuss it? How would one say if the Gemara didn't discuss it? We would say he's certainly entitled to 5,000. Mimonevshech. That's not his sofik. Either he's entitled to 25,000. If Lapishmai is Galien, that he is a ben Zayin Lache, so then he is a son of the Yom, so he's entitled to 25,000. And the 5,000 that the Yom got does not have to be refunded to him. Does not take on, and on the contrary, then he would have to refund the 5,000 that he took 2 years ago in Akhname. But he'll get 25,000, so he'll refund 5,000. He'll still have 20,000. Or or he's entitled to a refund of the 5,000 that the Yom took. So that's how it seems. Still, Rav Abba says, Rav Abba Omar Rav, Komdin. Rav Abba says, and that's the way he passed, that the Sofik is entitled to neither. He cannot demand half of the estate of the Yom, because I'm Yitzvah Chalil Oraya. See, Ein Sofik makes him the Vadai. The son, the Vadai son of the Yom. So he's a Vadai. He's a Sofik. Maybe he's a son of the Yom. But then, and he cannot even, but the question, that we understand. But why shouldn't he be entitled to demand the refund on the basis of the Monefiach? So Rav Abba says, no, he's not entitled to demand a refund of 5,000 on the basis of the Monefiach. Machmas bo b'shnei tainis, because there is a halacha of kom din. Because 2 years ago, so what did Besden Pasken, momin amutl b'sofik chel, we don't know who is entitled to the Yerusha, the $10,000. Maybe Klapishmai is Galye, that the so-called Sofik, let's say his name is Levi, that the so-called Sofik is the son of Ruvein, and Shimon lived b'Yisrael, he lived in Sin with Levi's mother all the time. He was constantly Levi and his accords of Ishesach Shaloi b'Mokei Mitzvah, but he was entitled if Klaf Ishmai is Galye is Ibn Zayin Ibn Teslerish, or if Klaf Ishmai is Galye that he was Ibn Zayin Lachay, so all the $10,000 should have gone to Shimon. But there's the aloha mom namutu b'sof t'chilkin, there's the aloha. So memele, so the din was set that 5,000 goes to Levi the Sofik, and 5,000 goes to Shimon to the Yovn. So Memele, he acquires sins at that time. So the halacha was Bezdin had to pass from that. It's not that Bezdin made a mistake. Bezdin didn't make a mistake. That's the way Bezdin had to pass on the basis of the halacha of Momna Amut Musaf Chelkin. So Memele, he became a bailim of that 5,000 b'tirasvat. So Shimon became a bailim of that 5,000 b'tiras vadai. So even though the situation when the Yom dies and then there is another litigation, so the circumstances change, and now there is a vadai that is entitled to the lesser to $5,000 on the basis of Manefshech, but since the aloche was that Momen Amut L'Bisof Chilkin and Bezden Paskin that way, so Mele he became a bailim of that 5,000. He became a bailim of that 5,000. So now he cannot say Mimonevshech, because the son of Shimon can tell him, you want half of the estate of my father? No. Prove. You have to produce Eidim who testify that you are a son of my father. I know that everybody knows that I am his son. But how do we know that you are his son? But then you say, Monefshech, if I'm not a son of Shimon, so I am a son of Ruvein, so then I should get $5,000 back. No, you can't get the $5,000 back, because my father at that time, Alpidin, had to get the $5,000. He became the Baal Mitiras Vadai, even though it was grounded in Isofik, but because there was Isofik at that time, so Mimele, he became a bailim b'tiras vadai. Come dine. So it, yes.
How come the two cases are uncomparable, and it would be Mohammed the Sadiq by the son? The son's he's the Sadiq's son.
Yes, so.
So he would get half the Yerusha. Mohammed
be. I mean, as far as the new Yerusha is concerned, so in Sofik makes him the vadai.
But the same way we said that he's...
No, the because no. Then we don't say Momen Amut L'Bisofik Chilkin, because there is a loche of In Sofik Meitzim Vada. In other words, the other son, let's say, Yehude, who is Vada's son of Shimon. So he is a Vada'i. And Levi is a Sofik son of Shimon. So In Sofik Meitzim Vada, you cannot apply the loche of Momen Amut L'Bisofik Chilkin.
But by the Ach? The first case,
so either one. No, so what if he's a Vadayach? Ivada Yach doesn't yarshin.
No,
only Yom Emiyam yarshins. Enach doesn't yarshin. Enach doesn't yarshin. Enach doesn't yarshin. If there is a father, first of all, even if there is no son, but there is a father, so the father yarshins, not the brother yarshins. And if there is no father and there is no son, so then he yarshins as a brother. But suppose there are many brothers, so only the miyam yarshins. All right. So Rababe says, continue. So in other words, so the Sofik cannot collect anything not dependent, even though he really is mistreated. You could say, no, he's not mistreated. Because there is a law of Komdine. Rabbi Yomi Omar Hodadin. Rabbi Yomi says no. Even though originally we said that he becomes a bayli over the $5,000 with his father, because at that time there was no Mimon Efshech. But now the circumstances changed as a result of the death of the Yom, so there is a Mimon Efshech. So we upset the original decision by Bez. We upset the original decision by Bez. All right. Hodanim, Soleime, and we pass him like Chavadim that comes. Leime be plukte the admin of Rabbonu Kamilu. Itnam, mi sholachum desayam, vi ovdoi derach sodeyu, admin eima yila be derach tzoro. Yila be tzoro vachachomim, mi kodar mi amono yifra baavir, vavim Rabbonu shape komar admin. After all, mi mon efsher, vi om Rav Yudom Marav, ochmaskin kishikufu abom niyon barboruchit. My time with the admin, so there is no Mimon Efshech. We are Marobi Barbodos, and Kirabo Barbodos, and Kirahad, Clown with Ligan Motamatra. There is no Mimon Efshech. Keep Ligan Behados and Kirabo. Admin so far as the present occupant of the four Sodis Ritanias is concerned, so there is a Mimon Efshech. Admin so far Motamoki Mimon Efshech, Mimon Efshech, Gabacho. Rabbonin Savre, Domale, Ishaske Shaskes, Domadan Stolom Rayim, was his three of him a day. Lay Mirababe Doma, Kirabono. So Rababe, who says, Comdine. So he agrees with Rabbonon. So over there too, even though under the present circumstances, when one person, when Zvum, the example I mentioned the day before yesterday, when Zvum purchased the four Sodis Achitzenius from Shimon, Levi, Yud, and Yisochor. So now, under the present circumstances, the Tzvum is the occupant, and the owner of all the four Sodis Achitzenius. So, on the basis of the present facts, so there is a Mimon Efshech. But, originally, while the occupants and the owners of the four Sodis Achitzenius were Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisochor, so at that time each one had invested, had the right. Let's not say invested right, but it's not so partially it's invested right. But he had the right to be matre. So Shimon had the right to be matre Ruvain, and Shimon could say, "How do I know that the right of way you have been in Australia for a number of years? How do I know that your right of way was via my field? Maybe it was via." A Levi's field, Yehuda's field, Yisochar's field, and anyone can be taken. So at that time, if they came to Bez at that time. Now, the Aloha of Komdine does not depend, Dafke, upon an actual decision by Bez. Even if there was no, let's say, in the case of Sofet V'Yom, suppose for some reason the actual distribution did not take place in the lifetime of the Yom. It did not take place. So it would still, Rabbi would still say Komdine. I mean, the Rishonim say it. Because it doesn't depend upon the actual decision. The fact, had there been a litigation, what would best pass? Definitely, that the Sofi gets 5,000, and the Yom gets 5,000. So even though actually there was no decision by Bezin, so that means that the Din was already determined that he is entitled, he had a right to 5,000. That Shimon had the right to 5,000. Had the vested right to 5,000. Even if he didn't collect the 5,000. That doesn't matter. So here too, suppose he would have come a year earlier, before the four sodis were sold to Zvulun. So then what would Besdin pass? That Ruvain, the Baal HaPnimi, the Baal HaSod HaPnimi, cannot enforce against the consent of the occupants of the sodis HaKetzenius a right of way. So the din was determined whether there was an actual psak din by Besdin or not. But suppose it had been presented before Besdin, Besdin would have passed then vis-à-vis the four owners of the sodis HaKetzenius that he cannot enforce it right away. So that means this is how his rights were determined then, and you cannot change the rights of the parties that was already determined of Din in the previous time. He said, so that's why Rababe, so he says, so Rababe says Kirabono, even though according from the point of view of the present facts, he has an immunefshech, but in other words, the rights, the vested rights that are determined at one time, so cannot be changed. Because the fact changed, because the circumstances changed. Rabbi Yirmiyeh, who says, Hododineh, so he says, God made true that as of the time when there were four owners in the Sodes HaKetzenius, so then the Baal HaPnimi had no right of way. But now, he has to be invested with the right of way, because the fact changed. So, I, Rababe, who say, in other words, you cannot upset the determination of the rights of the parties just because the facts changed. You cannot upset it. So it's only in the case of Sofik Liyov, because in the case of Sofik Liyov, so, Rababe, I'm Rafil Kadmi. So the reason as to why Admin says that the rights of the parties, the rights can be changed, the rights of the Pnimi, according to Admin, can be changed, even though, let's say, before, a year before, when there were four owners of Sodes HaKetzenius. So then the Baal HaPnimi, the Baal HaSod HaPnimi had no right of way. Now it can be, his rights is changed, and he acquires a right of way. So it's because there is a Mimonefshech, and the Mimonefshech is based upon one time. Mashein kein, dargechad gabachu, aval hoche, miikel meima hoche. So Rashi explains it, but here there is also Mimonefshech. But here the Mimonefshech is based upon two separate times. So Mimele, if the Mimonefshech is grounded in one time, so I have a right of way in one of the four sodis. You don't know which, what difference does it make? Give me the smallest way. So it's based on one time. Mashenke, in the case of Sofik V'yom, so the Mimonefshech is based upon two separate times. In other words, I'm entitled to at least $5,000 on the basis of one of two rights. Either on the basis of the rights because I'm Yerish, an equal Yerish over an estate of 50,000, or I was the total Yerish over the other estate of 10,000. So in other words, it's grounded in two separate rights, the Mimonefshech emanates from two possible separate rights. So in such a case, we do not say Hodadine. We say Hodadine when the Mimonefshech emanates from one right, but not if the Mimonefshech emanates from two possible separate rights. Avloche Mikel Mimaroche. He says Hodadine in the case of Sofik Liyov. He says, Omoloch, Ano Deam Rafil Rabbonon, Ad Kan Likamre Rabbonon Hosom. So I say Hodadine. In other words, even though the right of the party was determined a certain way at one time, but if the facts change, so then that right is upset. So the original decision by Besdin, it doesn't mean the actual decision. I mean the original right that became vested in a certain person because of the halacha that existed previously, so can be upset if there is a change in the facts, in the circumstances. So there it's because it's based upon the concept of not because we say Yoda Dine, but because of the aloha of here there is no schus of mamocha vishni sheni. So you just and the, so he says so mimele Rabbi Yirmiya can even record with Rabban. Alright, now that's the Gemara in Levamis. Now we have to go in order to understand the Rosh and the Balamoyer and the Ramban. We have to know very well the Gemara in Amzot. The Mishnah says in Anzok in Dachman Chesom at Beis, Hanizok in Shomun Bidias, Balchiv Beinis, Uxvasisha Biziboyes. Then the Mishnah says, in the Froim Mechosim Shibod Mokim Shiz Mechos Mechiri, Bafila in Ziboyes, in the Froim Mechsi Semel Nabiziboyes. A number of takones. And all these takones are based upon the concept of Nitikneo. That means the takones Chachon. All of them. So that means, and it appears from the Gemara, that the Tikkun Eilam, even though it's mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, but it relates to all the dinim mentioned in the Mishnah. Even the Aloche of Anzok and Shomel Beidyes is also Nifra, minichsi yisem elamazipoyes. The Mishnah says stam, not in Balchiv Nifra, minichsi yisem elamazipoyes. But stam, so that means no matter who the abridi is, whether he's a Balchiv or an Izek, so in the foy minichsi yisem elamazipoyes, that even if the abridi is an Izek, he still cannot collect from yisemin, from Idias, but he has to collect from the boys. In other words, if let's say, the mazik died and he left the chosi and he left Idias, Beinus and Ziboyes. Then the Nizek, after the death of the mazik, so he comes to the children of the mazik, to the Yisaimim, and he says, your father was mazik me, $1,000 was the damage, I still didn't collect, so I want to collect it from your nechosim. So according to Rav Nachman, so the Yisaimim can say, if our father had been alive, then he would have to pay you with Idias. But since our father is not alive, so we'll pay you from these boys. So he says, why? He says, because there is a takone. And if Yisaimim know the boys. This is what Rav Nachman says, and what Abaye says. Rove is chelik. And Rove holds, no. This takone of Tikkun Eilam, of Yifroim, and Yisim, and the Boyes, applies only to Balchiv. Because Balchiv, Midraise, even when he tries to collect from the father, he's only entitled to collect from the boys. But Chachom, Imom, Isakein, Shulitin, Udarif, Nuovim, he should be entitled to collect from Beinus. So, vis-a-vis Yisimim, the takone Chachom doesn't apply. Mashain came vis-a-vis Nizek, where Midraise is entitled to collect from Idias, so the Chachomim won't misake that regarding Yisemin, that he shouldn't be able to collect from the Idias. So in other words, a Nizek can collect from Yisemin also from Idias. Only Balchev is restricted, and he can only collect from the Yisemin Ziboyes, because that's his rights Midraise, Balchev, but Ziboyes. But Chachom Misakim Beinus. So Ligabi Yisaimim, the Takonis Chachomim doesn't apply. Mishum Tikkun Eilam. Mashein Kei, Ligabe, in connection with the Nizek, since Midraisa is entitled to collect from the Idias of the Mazik, so even when he collects from the Yisemim of the Mazik, he's still allowed to collect from the Idias, according to him. Alright. Now, the Gemara says as follows. So Marazut, Rabbi Rav Nachman, Shmid Rav Nachman, Shtachiv Ali Yitzal Yisemim, Avon Pishikosu Bishvach, Rini Gevel Nazibur Yez. Omar Abaye, Teda de Balchiv Dini Bibeyenes. So Abaye agrees with Rav Nachman. Balchiv Teda Bibeyenes, Yasmi Zibur Yez. Omar Rove, Hocha Ashte, Balchiv Dini Midraise Bizibur Yez. Kidi Ule, the Omar Ule Dvar Teva Balchiv Bizibur Yez. Shana Vachut Stame Yidvo Yish, Madar Kishol Yish Leitzi Pochas Yibrikeli, Umatam Ure Balchiv Bibeynes, Shil Kildel Yivni Lov, Vigab Yasme Yikra Bon Nad Raise, El Hoche Kivn Di Dine Mid Raise, Bidyes, Avum Yasme Name Bidyes. So in other words, according to the Pshat by most Rishayni, Rovi is Chelik an Abaye, and then Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Abaye say that even a Nizek can collect from Yisemim only Ziburyes, even though Midraisi is entitled to it could collect Idyes, and Abaye says there is a good Raya, because Balchev also Dine Midraisi, so now Dine Bibeilenes Umiyasmi Ziburyes, so Rove refutes that, and Rove says no, by Balchev of course the Mishnah says and Ifroyim Yichsi Yisemim Elim Naziburyes, because Mititikin Eilon, so the Chachomim or Misatim Mititikin Eilon. Why? Because Midraisi is not entitled to anything other than Ziburyes anyway. So it's only Midrabonon, so Mele Gabi Yisemi is not entitled to collect from Beinis, but only Ziburyes. But Nizek, who Midraisi is entitled to collect from the Idias of the Mazik, so even from the Yisemi is entitled to collect from the Idias. So according to most Rishenim, Rove is Chelik. According to Ramban and Melchameis, we'll soon see, the Rove is not even Chelik. But Abaye said he has a strong raya to Rav Nachman's din. So Rabbi said it's no raya, but he's not chelik. He says the raya you don't have, but Rabbi can agree with Rav Nachman, except that he says there is no raya mechrachas from Balchi. All right. But then the Gemara asks the kasha, Rabbi, what tona Avram chuzoye in ifroy midrashi yisemim alam nazibuyes va'afil in nizokin v'nizokin dinu midraya sebid yes. So Avram Chuzoye says in so many words that in the form of the same as Abuyas Afila in Isoki. So the Gemara says no, it's no raya against Rove from Avram Chuzoye, because Hochema Askinon Keshoi, so Idias the Nizek is the boy is the Mazik. For Rabbi Shmoyli, Doma Midrais and Nizek Shamino, Tikkun Eilam Tikkun Rabbonon, be the Mazik, be Gabi Yasme Upina the Rabbonon the Rais. Mashainkin according to Rabbi Kive, that Midraise, a Nizek is always entitled to collect from the Idias of the Mazik, so then we can say like Rove that even from Yisemi, so a Nizek is entitled to collect from the Idias of the Yisemi. Alright, that's the other Gemara. Now let's see the Rosh. Paragraph Gimel in the Rosh. Eile Yeve Milshol Tono. Oyo Hima Rivom Shimbo Kol Basachas Kol Akedim Bishtar Yigve Miachrin Tchilo Ben Yidias Ben Beine Vizibuiz Vamucha Mimenu Yeve Achov Mishol Fono Vamucha Yeisa Yeve Mishol Yifteil Fono Vimanzokin Kidmu Balchei Vachus Vesishe Bachinu Bo Ligvis Keachot Hanizokin Kidmu Ligvis Menachin Vafilin Zibuiz Ubalchei Mishol Fono Vafilin Yidias וכסרסיש משל לפני פונוב ואפיל אין אידיס וניזו כי יחם לימר אם כנראתו כרחי שכך הוא דין מי שקידם שיבודי צורך ליק בייס תחילו ויוכל ליק בייס על מנחם ואם בו ליגויס משל פונוב אם הרי נחת לחומו כם ליגויס ממנו מי הוא נראה לי אם ניזו כי מייפייסו על לקוחס הראשיינים שיעניחו ליגויס תחילו מהן לא יהיה אם הרי נחת לחומו כם ליגויס מהן לא ימוצא בלחי וכסרסיש למים על ניזו כי כבר נסתלק שבודח מהם כי משניח בני חירה אצל המחיר וכי משתור חמוק דמת הצורך לבני חירה שניח בני המחיר משמדום לניזק כולם משבדד משבודד אינו אלו שחכומים תיקנו איתי בסל פוחס שאני מפרוי מהם כל זמן שניח בני חירה וכי משמיח מן על תקונה שהסכינו איתי ואו אסום אתם מה לכם מיני אני אקח מאי זה מן שעת דום עלו אי שקליסו כדין לכם שקליסו וירוי מדרנה שתור את הסיבור אסלמורי הודי קומה מדרנה לאו דווקי. Because what's the lotion of Madarne? the literal meaning of Madane. I turn over the shtar that I received from the Mecher when the Mecher sold me the Sode Zeboyes. He gave me a shtar. He executed a shtar. So I'll turn over that shtar back to the Mecher. Lav davke shimoy marzel ya shta lo nisbat la meka bishvil ze im lo shi ikna asod bekinyan o shi im sel ya shta ve yichtev le shta mechir olof kniloch iyo vichol shi bude kniloch iyo vichol shi bude kiditnan bifirik basre de vore basre mi she bo voma obat shta chayvi אף על פי שבו עדים ואומרו אנחנו כוסבנו וחוסמנו ונוסנונו וישתר אין קייסי והמדור אמורים בשתור אלבויה אבל בשטורי מקח וממך קייסווין חוץ מהחי שבי שמין גמליאל אימר אבל בשטורי מקח וממך אין קייסווין so what? so there is a מחלקת between רבון רב שמין גמליאל and the Gemara says the מחלקת is and the question is whether AC is nipted in Sire or any AC is in Sire so the רבונון of רב שמין גמליאל hold אין AC is nipted in Sire and רב שמין גמליאל holds AC is nipted in Sire so מי שבו ואומר שטחי let's say רובי comes and to Besdin, and he says, I had the promissory note, the Shtachiv, against Shimon for $1,000. And because I lent Shimon $1,000, he gave me Shtach. But I lost the Shtach. I lost the Shtach. So of course, Besdin, and he wants that Besdin should, why give him another Shtach? Of course, Besdin, that goes without saying. Besdin is not supposed to believe what he says. But the Chiddush is, the Chiddush in the Mishnah of Basra is, that even if he produces Edim, who can collaborate his testimony that Shimon gave him Ruve a shtar for $1,000 because they saw how Ruve lent Shimon $1,000 and Shimon gave Ruve a shtar, so they know that what Ruve says is true. They even collaborate his testimony. So even in such a case, Besdin cannot give him a shtar, even though the same Edim who signed the original shtar corroborate the testimony of Ruvein and they are willing to sign him another shtar. So why shouldn't they? After all, we know that Ruvein's testimony is true. Why shouldn't? And the Edim who signed the original shtar are willing to sign another shtar. So it will not prejudice anybody. So still, the halacha is no. And they are ready to execute another shtar. In case, why? Because it's true. We know that it's true that Reuven let Shimon $1,000 and Shimon gave him a shtar. But how does Besdin know that it's true that he lost the shtar? Maybe he's lying. Maybe he has it hidden in a vault, that shtar. In the meantime, so the Edim will give him another shtar and he'll be able to collect twice if he's an unscrupulous person. So Memele, even though the Edim corroborate the testimony by Reuven, so Besdin cannot give him another shtar because there is a possibility that Reuven is lying, that he didn't lose it and that he has it and that he intends to get to collect twice. So because of that, Besdin cannot give him a shtar. So then there is a possibility that Reuven will, as a result of the other shtar that will be given to him, will be given an opportunity to perpetrate the fraud and to collect twice from Shimon. But shtori mekach umemcha. Suppose the Edim testify. The Edim testify that Shimon sold Reuven the sode and gave him the shtar. So they didn't testify. So there is no possibility of fraud. So then Besdin does tell the Edim, now you signed the original Shtar Mechire, and you know that the Sode was sold by Shimon to Reuven. And so why don't you sign another Shtar? So then there is no possibility of a fraud being perpetrated in the future by Reuven. So Avishtori Mechamemcha Kesvi. Chutz mi'achraye shebe. But, in other words, if, let's say, in the original shtar, Reuven says that in the original shtar, it was written that he was mikabel achrayes, in case it is taken away by me'arerin, so then he'll be reimbursed, so that achayas is not mentioned in Darashta. Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimeir, Abishtor Mekach Omemcha, in case Rav Shimon Gamliel is Chelik and Rabbanon. And he says that even Mishtar Mekach Omemcha is in case. Why? So, Unforesh Osom, the base is Niknes Bimsire Komiflige. Rav Shimon Gamliel so, Vareis is Niknes Bimsire. Vichashin on Dil Meyarz of Rashta. Rabbanon Sabre, Eis is Niknes Bimsire. Vafim Meyarz of Rashta, Lunis Batla Mekach. Now, so from this Gemara it appears that according to the Mandoma, ACS Niklis Bimsira, now the basic machlekes between the Mandoma who says ACS Niklis Bimsira and the Mandoma who says Enisik Bimsira is in respect to Ishtachel. So Rebbe holds ACS Niklis Bimsira, and Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees with Rebbe that ACS Niklis Bimsira. So according to Rebbe, so let's say if Ruvei, if Shimon has Ishtachel against Ruvei, and Shimon, in other words, so Ruvei owes $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon has that shtachay that testifies that Ruvei owes him $1,000. Suppose Shimon wants to sell the shibudim to Levi. All he has to do, according to Mandoma Rishon Yisirei, he tells Levi, I have a shtachay, a promissory note against Ruvei, and I can collect $1,000. I'm handing it, I'm turning it over to you, so you'll stand in my shoes and you'll be able to collect it from Ruvei. If we say ACS Nikim Mesire, according to the Rabbonon who say ACS Nikim Mesire, so suppose Shimon has a shtachiv against Reuven for $1,000 and he wants to transfer the shibudi, the chiv, to Levi so that Levi should be able to collect the $1,000 from Reuven. So then he cannot transfer the chiv that Reuven owes him by simply turning over the promissory note, the piece of paper, to Levi, but he has to write a shtar and that shtar. So he has to write a shtar and Hare ani makta lecho es hashtachiv sheyesh li al Ruvei, and Edim will sign that. So then he turns over, he hands over both shtars to Levi, the original shtachiv and the shtar aknoya and the shtachiv. That's called ksivim misira, but misira alone it's not nikne. So memele. So then the Gemara also says that according to the Mandoma that ACS Nikrim Sire, so if Ruvei, let's say, was Makne a Sode to Shimon and he gave him a Shtar, Ruvei is a Mecher and was Makne his Sode to Shimon and he gave him the Shtar, then if Shimon will hand over that same shtar to Levi, so Levi will acquire title to the Zode that Shimon bought from Ruvei without any other kiyon. And the old Gemara also says, in this Gemara, in other Gemaras, that according to Mandoma, Asias Nikri Bimsire, if Ruvei sold his Zode to Shimon and gave him a shtar, then Shimon turns over the same shtar back to Ruvei. So the Mekach is bottle in Mafreya. Why should it be bottle in Mafreya? So it appears from this Gemara that the whole Aloche, the Mandoma, who says, Asias Niklis Bimsire, so basically it implies now, when Ruvein, let's say, when Ruvein is Mecher Isode to Shimon, and he gives him a shtar, so the shtar testifies, in effect, that Ruvein sold his Sode number one to Shimon. So it's a shtaraya. So in other words, it's a raya, it's Mivarer. So it's Mivarer that Shimon, who is the Tevis Ashtar, so that the Sode belongs to him. Even though we know that the Morikame was Ruvei, but now since Shimon holds the shtar, so the shtar testifies in effect that the holder of the teifis of the shtar, he is the owner of the son. So in other words, the shtar testifies as to whom? As to the one who holds the shtar. So the Mandoma who says, Asias Niklis Bimsire, even though in the shtar it's mentioned, Reuven sold the sodeh to Shimon, and then Shimon wants Levi that he should acquire title to the sodeh. The shtar doesn't say think about the relationship between Reuven and Levi. The shtar only testifies as to the relationship between Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven transferred the sodeh to Shimon. The shtar doesn't say that Reuven transferred, that Reuven or Shimon transferred the sodeh to Levi. Levi's name is not mentioned in the shtar. So the Mandoma, who says ACS Nikhtiz Bimsira, in view of the fact that the whole Raya of Shtoris is based upon the fact that there is a Tefes Ashtar, there is a Baal Ashtar who holds the Shtar, so Mele, if the Baal Ashtar turns over the Shtar to another party, so the same Haggadah that originally the Shtar purported to say as between Reuven and Shimon is now saying as between Shimon and Levi. If we say ACS Nikhtiz Bimsira, so Mele, that's why we, according to Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says ACS Nikhtiz Bimsira, if Shimon has a promissory note on $1,000 against Reuven, and then he wants to transfer the $1,000 debt that Reuven owes him, Shimon, to Levi, all he has to do, turn over the shtar. So then Levi becomes the obligee of the $1,000 debt. Because why ACS Nikhtiz Bimsira? In other words, because the same shtar that originally testified that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 is now testifying that Reuven owes Levi $1,000. That's how he acquires title to the debt. And Mimele, the same thing is true of a shtar mechira too. Suppose Reuven sold Shimon a sode and he executed the shtar, then Levi wants to transfer the sode. Shimon wants to transfer the sode to Levi. To Levi, all he has to do, according to Mandoma Rishinim Musire, is to turn over the shtar. He doesn't have to execute the shtar on the shtar, but just to turn over the shtar. So Melee, if we say Rishinim Musire, so it means that the same shtar that originally purported to testify as to the relationship between Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven sold the sode to Shimon, now when it's turned over by Shimon to Levi, purports to testify that Shimon sold the sode to Levi. But Levi's name is not even mentioned. The answer is he holds it. So in other words, it's transferable. The raya is transferable, can be negotiated. That's the pshat in ACS Nikhtiz Bimsira. Since the raya can be transferred, can be negotiated, can circulate, can be negotiated, so mainly it affects a kinyan also. The best raya is that the Gemara says, according to Mandoma, that ACS Nikhtiz Bimsira, if Reuven, let's say in this Tofshin Memveis, sode number one to Shimon acquired title, then in Tishrei Tofshin Mem Gimel, so Shimon decides to give back the same shtar to Reuven. So then, the Gemara says, if according to Mandoma is Nikhtiz Bimsira, so the Mekach is bottled retroactively. How is it bottled retroactively? If ACS Nikhtiz Bimsira only means that it constitutes a change of title, so why should the Mekach be bottled retroactively? As if the Sode had never passed, as if title to the Sode had never passed from Reuven to Shimon. But it did pass for half a year. Who had possession? Now he turned over the shtar, so it should be a mikan l'habe, a transfer of title. No, from the Gemara it appears, and the Rishonim say it explicitly, that it's mivatel, according to Mandoma, that ACS Nikhtiz Bimsira, if Reuven in Nissan, Tofshin Membeis, was makne, sode number one, to Shimon, and gave Shimon a shtar, then in Tishrei Tofshin Mem Gimel, Shimon decides to give back the same shtar to Reuven, from whom he received it, so it invalidates the sale retroactively. Why does it invalidate retroactively? Let's say that the turning over of the shtar is a kinyan. So it should constitute a transfer of title, mikan l'habe, not retroactively. The answer is the basic aloche of ACS Nikhtiz Bimsira is that ishtar that on its face purports to testify as to a sale between Reuben and Shimon, and doesn't mention Levi's name altogether. But if Shimon, who is mentioned as the recipient of the shtar in the shtar itself, turns it over midaite to Levi, then the same shtar that up to now testified testified that Shimon is the owner of the sadeh, now that he turns it back to Reuven, so he testifies in effect that Reuven is the owner of the sadeh, and he testifies in effect that Reuven has been the owner of the sadeh all the time. So mainly it invalidates the Mecca. Anyway, this is mentioned in the by Rishonim explicitly, and it appears from the Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out, that according to Mandoma, Aesius Niknis Bimsire, so then if the Likeach of the sadeh restores the shtar back to the Meicheya, then it invalidates the Mekach Limafreya, not Mikan Lahav. Now, so this is what the Rosh says. Doma lo yishaklis kitinai chashaklis vilo imadri lishtore dizibures lemore hodi koma madrine lav dav kishimo imaz lo yashtar lo nizbat lo ameka bishvil ze im lo ishi nikna sode bikinyen lo ishi nimse lo yashtar vichdu vishtar mechir olof kni lo chiyu vichol shibude like the rabbonin of Rav Shimon Gamliel כי ניתן פרק בסרי ולא בסרי, מי שאומר ואומר, מי שבו ואומר רוב השטר חייבי, אף על פי שבו העידים. אף על פי שבו העידים, ואומר אנחנו כוסנו וחסמנו, וסנו להשטר, אין כסף. באמת דבר אמורים משטור על בויה, משטור המקר ממך כסף, חוץ מהחי שבי. רב שמעון גמליאל אמר, משטור המקר ממך אין כסף. ומפורש עושה, מי סניק מסירי כל מפליגי. רב שמעון גמליאל צובר, אי סניק מסירי, וכי שמעון דיל מארץ לא ישטר, ורבון סבר, אי סניק מסירי, ואף אם יעבור השטר, הוא נזבט למקר, וכאן הוא אין סניק מסירי. So Mimele doesn't mean Madrone Davke Madrone, because that will invalidate the Mekach Limafreya. Limafreya. Of course, if we say that Madrone means it will Madrone turn over the Shtar of the Ziburyes back to the Meicheya, Yehuda says to the Nizek, I will turn over the shtar back to the Mecha, so that means that is mevatel the Mecha l'mafreya. So then it's retroactively determined that the Mecha, who is the mazik, always had title in the Ziboyes. Always a title in the Ziboyes. And who has title to the Yedias the Likeach? So in Ephraim, Chosim, Shibodim, Mimokim, Shiyos, Chosim, Achelim, then the Ishaskes is very understandable. I mean, it's understandable as it is also. But if we say that Madrane Shtor Limore means that the Gemore accords with the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Eisi is Nikt in Mesirei. So Mimele, even though it's not Achidias Ba'achelim, So then he says that he can collect. So the Gemara says that if it's not the case of Hisayim, so he can tell the Nizek that he should take from Ziboyes. Why? Because if he doesn't, he will turn over the shtar back to the Mecher. So then it will be retroactively determined that the Sode Ziboyes has always been in the possession of the Beicher. So in Ephraim, Chosim, Shibon, Mochim, Sheiv, Mechailim. So then, the Aloch of Ishaskes is very understandable. It's understandable even without it. So the Rosh says no. That even though the Gemara uses the Rosh and Madran, Eshtor, and Maraye, it's Lav Davke on the basis of Eisen Ikim Sirah. After all, we don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass like Rabbonon. Then Eisen Ikim Sirah. So what does it mean, Madran, Eshtor, and Maraye? I will make a sale back to the Mecher. In other words, I'll return back that shtar, and on that shtar I'll write another shtar, Ksilom Sire, or I'll write just the shtar Mecher on the same Sode. So it will become, the Mecher will become invested with Sode Zeburyes, now Mikan Lahabe, not with Mafreya. It will be retroactively determined. So, but he still can say Ishasis. Rav Shimon Gamliel sovar is in Mesir, Hashim del mi yad lashtar v'rabon en savre, ein is in Mesir, vaf im yad lashtar nis bat la mekach, v'kam un is in Mesir. Oh, vazli so kuche v'shakli so mizibuyes. V'limotze l'meim alei v'chiseda. ואפילו איש ששרי צליק לא זיבוריס, משום שכל דבר שאדם יוכל ליתן, ראי נעשה כאילו כברוס. כדי אמרים על פרק בסך לקסובס, מי שאוב לא ידע שדהו בחד, דיוס מכיחה בו, ייקל ידע במיומונה, או ייפרה באוויר, משום לא מלא ישס ושסקס, ואילו אם אתחיל לשתור למראי, ואילו אם מוצא שתהיו ידיני בדי, הוא לא יקיביר שרשי שפיר לסוסום, ישסקס ויסגלו נגבוך, סועקול עם תורשי, the deal of the Rabbonon is based upon the concept of a forced settlement. But the Rosh says, no, the Yitach Lidera b'meyamone koma, Elo Kol Dovah. So what kind of a settlement is it if he demands 10,000 zoos for a right away? Elo Kol Dovah Sheyoch Litin, Paskinam Bei Kiyukvo, Osu, V'chei Mash Mahoche, Afil Litoan, Yishaskisu, Anantanil Eru Peiskin Ladin, כך, לכולם נכנס תחס הביילון, לכי אבו זה החזה, כמו יושלי שם נראה נכחות, וכי לשינוי הכי נדימי כלי ביאסבה, ומשינוי אמרו נכח, יהיה אפשר תכנס חכומים, אף היא לא איתוין, כי אם זה פסח פיכול אילים, ויתעניר לו, ועוד יקום ארוך, יוחד מזיק נאמה, so the Rosh is saying, like Tesis and Ksuves, not like Rashi and Tesis and Bolokame. Rashi and Tesis and Bolokame, they say, Yochan is Okename, let the Likeach have a right to tell the Nizek, you take from Bayonets. Don't insist upon idiots, because I have a way to deprive you, even of the possibility of taking Bayonets. I have a way, I have a choice to turn over the Shtazibuyas Lemore, then you'll be deprived of the opportunity, not only of collecting from the idiots, but even from the bainess. You'll be forced. In other words, he's supplying him an inducement. He's making an offer. But since he's beyond to do that, so Memele, he has a right to impose, to enforce Ipshon. It's a forced settlement. So it's on the basis of the Xeras HaKosuf in Misach HaSanhedrin. So this is how Rashi and Tesis and Volokame explain. But Tesis and Ksuves and the Rashi and Volokame, they say that when Gemore is the Kashi, Yoch bin Zokaname, the Gemore doesn't mean Yoch bin Zokaname, that the Likeach should have a right to tell the Nizek, now you take, I want to enforce a settlement. Because I have the alternative of depriving you even of the opportunity of collecting from Beninus. So because of that, you agree to a settlement. You must agree to a settlement that you take Beninus, not insist upon it. Yes, no. Teisve de Roshia, Teisve Siksuves, they say, Yochan is Okaname, the Gemara means that the Likeach should have a right to tell the Mazi, the Denizek, you, whether you like it or not, you take the boys. You don't like it, but you have to do it because it's biyodi to force you. So since it's biyodi to force you, I'm forcing you right now. So, and the same thing, the Gemara means vis-a-vis Balchev also. So you can tell the Balchev, don't insist upon bayonets. Take the boys because it's biyodi to force you to take the boys. So mele, I'm forcing you right now. Alright. Alright. So in other words, so that is like Tesis in Ksuvis. So in other words, that's contrary to the shita of Rashi and Tesis in Bolokan. In other words, the shita of Rashi and Tesis in Bolokame is that when the Gemara mentions Ishaskis in Bolokame, so it's two types of Ishaskis. Two types of Ishaskis. One type of Ishaskis that is that the Gemara mentions in connection of Ksuvas Isho. So that Ishaskis is not on the basis of the concept of a forced pshat, but it's on the basis of Mamocharishim Lisheni called Schushet Avoyot. So then you ask, so why do we have to, why does the Gemara have to mention Ishaskes? Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kol Schushet Lo Yode. After all, when the three Sodis, Beidyes, Beinyes, Iburyes, were originally in the possession of the Meicher, so then the Meicher had the right to tell the Isha, you take from the Iburyes. Now that the Likeach bought the three Sundays, Bazua Hazu, even though the Yidis he bought on Sunday, and the Beinanis he bought on Monday, and I'm sorry, even though the Ziboyes he bought on Sunday, and the Beinanis he bought on Monday, and the Yidis he bought on Tuesday, but originally, before Sunday. So then, if the Isha came before Sunday, so then the Meicher would have a right to give her Ziboyes. He wouldn't be obligated to give her Idias or Beinanis, but he could give her Ziboyes. So now too, the Mekeach should have the same right. Why does the Gemara have to mention Ishaskes? The answer is two Mamocha Vishlishin Koschushit Al Yodei. But the question is, Kol Schus that the Mecher had 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a week ago, or a minute before he made the last sale of the Idias. So if not for Ishaskes, then I would say, true that the Mecher had the right to pay with Idias. When did the Mecher have a right to pay with Idias? Until Sunday. But on Monday afternoon, if the Isha had come to the husband, to the divorced husband, and she would have demanded, she would have demanded Idias, so she would have received Idias, because the Ziboyes had already been in a state of Nechose Mishabodim, in the possession of the Lekeach. But the Ziboyes, so it was in his possession. So Mele, if not for Ishaskes, we would say that in spite of the fact that Mamo Harish Lisheni calls Rosh Yodei, but a minute before the Idias were sold, so then the Mecher had no schus to pay the Isha with the boys. So the Lekeach, now that he bought on Tuesday the Idias, he should also have to pay with Idias. But you have the fact that it's beyond the day of the Lekeach to turn over the Ziboyes field to the Mecher and put the Mecher in his original shoes, the way he was standing, in the shoes he was standing prior to Sunday. So the Mele, we applied aloche of Mamocha Gishon Lisheini Kol Schush Etav Yodei. That's in respect to Ksavas Isha. Masha'inke, in respect to Nizikin, we cannot apply the aloche of Mamocha Gishon Lisheini Kol Schush Etav Yodei. But there we have to apply another principle, the principle of Ifor Pshor, of Echad Lidin V'Echad Pshor. So, if it's pshore means that each party gives up something. There is no pshore if one gives up everything and the other one doesn't give up anything. That's not a pshore. So, Mimele, so you can say to the Nizek, you take Beinanis. You insist upon Idias. Give Beinanis. Why? And you, I can force you into this settlement. Because if you refuse, you'll just be acting capriciously. It's not right that you should refuse, because after all, I'm in a position to deprive you even of Beinanis. So I'm making an offer to you. So you must agree to this pshar. So it's on the basis of a false pshar. That's the shite of Rashi and Teisves in Bolokam. The shite of Teisves in Ksuves and the Rosh in Bolokam is that the two Ishaskes, the Ishaskes in connection with Ksuves Isho and the Ishaskes in connection with Nizikin's Hainach. But the question is, Bishleim in connection with Tzuras Isha, it can be based upon the aloche of Mamoch HaRishon Liseini Kol Schushet Avol Yodei. But in connection, because originally the Mecher had that right to pay the Isha with the boys. He didn't have that right after he started to sell it, to dispose of his sodeis to the Lekeach. But prior to Sunday, when he had all the three sodeis in his possession, he had that right. So Mimele, because of Ishaskes, the Lekeach acquires all the rights that the Mecher had prior to Sunday. Masheinkin vis-a-vis Nizikin. So at no moment did the Mecher possess the right to pay the Nizek with Ziboyes. So how can we apply the aloche of Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini Kol Schushet Avol Yodei? So the answer is, since he is the Lekeach from the mazik, and it be your day to invest the mazik with the source of paying the nizek, of paying the nizek with the boyes. Some mele the aloche of mamo harishem sheni kol zchus shetovel yodei go so far that the likeach acquires not only the actual vested rights of his mecher, that his mecher at one time actually possessed, but that the likeach becomes invested with all the potential vested rights of his mecher. All the potential vested rights of his mecher. But from the Rosh, now, there is one distinction between the Rosh and the Arava Meir here in Balakam. The Rosh says that this chus of Ishaskes is based upon the fact that it's biyodei of the likeach to sell back, to turn over the shtar ziburis lemoreh, which doesn't mean turn over and invalidate the mekach lemafreya, because we don't pass for like the mandoma isis lemisira, but it means a sale back. But it's, he doesn't say it's mashma from the rosh that only in the case where the sode ziburis that he wants, with which he wants to pay, so he bought it originally from the mecher. But suppose the mecher never had his sodi zibonis, never had his sodi zibonis. He just had his sodi idis. The mecher just had a sodi idis, and then he sold the sodi idis to Yehuda Delikeach. So, and then the nizek comes to Yehuda and he says, your mecher was mazik me. The damage was $1,000. Your mecher, Ruvein was mazik me. So the nizek, Shimon, says to Yehuda, your mecher, Ruvein was mazik me today, and the damage was $1,000. Now, he had his other idiots, and he sold it to you. Now I want you to give it to me, the Sodei Idis. I'm entitled to it. So then, suppose Yehuda will say to Shimon, he'll say to the Nizek, you know, I have another Sod. I have a Sodei Ziboyes. The Sodei Ziboyes I never bought from Reuven the Mecher. That has been my Sodei all the time. So you take Ziboyes. I don't want to pay you with the Sodei that I bought from your Mazik, from Reuven. I want to pay you with another sode, the same $1,000. I'll pay you with another sode, a sode ziboyes. That is my sode ziboyes. I never got it from Reuven. So you refuse. You know what I can do? I can immediately sell it back, but turn it over, sell it or give it matone to Reuven, to my mecher. Then you will be forced to collect debts of the Ziboyes, because in Yifroim Mechosim Shibodim Bimokim Sheish Nechosim Mechere. Can he say that? From the Rosh, it's not Mashma that he can say that. From the Rosh. Because the Rosh emphasizes. So, if Hodi Koma Madarne Labdake, Shim Hoyo Marzul Yashtar, when his Batil Hamekar Bishvil Ze, Im Loi Sheikne Asode Bekinyen, O Yishim Sel Yashtar, Vyichtev Lishtar Mechere Olof, Kni Lochiyo Bechol Shibude. So, he only mentions that Yimsel Ashtar Vichtel Ishtar Mechure Olo. If the Rosh Shita had been that Yehude can say Ishaskes, even if the Sode Ziboyes he never bought from the Mazik, that has been his all the time. The Sode that he bought from the Mazik is the Sode Idias. So he still has a right to tell the Nizek, when the Nizek wants to collect from the Sode Idias, because the Shibut was Chal. And that Sode, when that Sode Idias was in the possession of Reuven, who was Mazik him, Shimon, so in other words, so it's Mashma from the Rosh of the Rosh that Yehuda, the Likeach, can only present his Tainek of Ishaskes if the Sode Ziboyes that he says he is ready to turn over back, to give it back to the Mecher, he got originally from the Mecher. But suppose he got from the Meicher, he got only the son of Yidyes, and the son of Zeboyes, he has from another source, he always said it. He asked that from his father, from the grandfather, from the great-grandfather. He always said that so the Zeboyes. And the son of Yidyes he bought from the Meicher. And suppose he wants to pay with the son of Zeboyes that he didn't get from the Meicher. So it's mashma from the Russian of the Rosh that then he couldn't say Ishas. However, from the Rav Amiri, it's mashma. Oh. So he says, Sheimare, Yire. So he said, Yirem Nasugye, Shehu Yoche Lehiri, the Zanezek Lebeyim. So, you see, in other words, here again, he says, Hu Yoche Lehiri, the Zanezek Lebeyim. That depends upon the other machlekes between Rashi and Tesis and Lokam and Tesis and Suves and the Rosh. Whether Yoche bin Zokin Namene Moche, what does it mean, Zokin Namene? Whether it means he should be able, the Likiah should be able to tell the Nizek ishaskes teiv, if not I'll sell ishaskes and you take from the bainanis, you agree to take from the bainanis, fine. If not, I'll deprive you of the opportunity even of taking, collecting from the bainanis. Or ishaskes means no, you take from the boys right now because he's biyodi to force you to take from the boys. So the Rav Amiri mentions that shat according to the shita of Rashi and Tesis and Balakam, whereas the Rosh is the shita of Tesis and Suvis. But that's another point. But let's see. Yirem Nasuge, Shu Yochi Lehiri Tesanizek Lebeinis, Aval Pisha Loka Choyidias Achre, Sheimele, Ishaske Shaskes, Kelema Vitito Mena Beinis, Viloima Adrane Shtore Zibuyes Lemore, Ache Teheisa Zibuyes Etzleib Nechare, Vitit Cheitz La Zibuyes, Vaval Pisha Nezias Nixit Bibsire. He's talking the same language as the Rosh, but there's one difference. Eina Kavone Chazoras Ashtar Levad, אלא הקנוע במתוני ומחירי ומצד כשכבור הויסו שלוי ושהוא מרזולי עם הקנוע עושה שתרמך הוא אמרו בלא שמדרני והוא הדין שאם לא ילוקחו זיבורייס even if the Likea didn't get this or the Zibuyes from the Mazik from the Meicher he owns this son is abused for years. He owns it. He didn't get it from the Meicher. Vihu adin shimli lo kachu zibuyes. Motzo omar yahiv nelei midli shebichol tzad sheyovelei nichosim nechelim hamalve nivkam nam shibodi umitechkach v'lo yakno yedechil lebeinas. Aval in meirit balchim zibuyes tamadran. So we see a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rav Amiri. The Rosh says that this taina in Tzchus of Ishaskes is not based upon the fact that the son is a boyes, that he threatens to turn over back to the Meicher, so he originally got it from the Meicher. Even in a case where the son is a boyes, he didn't get from the Meicher, only the son of Yidyes he got from the Meicher. But he has his son is a boyes, he has his son is a boyes all the time, so he can force. He can force the Nizek to take from the Zeboyes, because if the Nizek refuses to take from the Zeboyes and he says, after all, I'm entitled to Yidyes, and you have the Sodi Yidyes on which a Shibut was Chal, because at the time, your Meicher was Mazik me, so at that time, this Sodi Yidyes that is now in your possession was in your Meicher's possession. So,